From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. An attempted coup is underway in Turkey, but has it failed? The Turkish military on Friday said it assumed power over all of Turkey, an act that the president said was doomed to fail. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan urged the Turkish people to go to the streets to protest the soldiers' actions. He said in an interview on a local television station that those behind the move are associated with a U.S.-based Islamic cleric, Fethullah Gulen. He said, as the nation's president, I'm inviting all the elements of the party I have founded, as well as the public itself, to the squares. We will be hand in hand with the people in these squares, and there we will teach those who made such an attempt. The army had put out an email statement read on Turkish television saying it had fully seized control of the government to protect democracy and maintain human rights. However, a top Turkish official says the coup attempt within the country's military appears to have been unsuccessful. There are reports of two large explosions heard near Taksim Square in Istanbul, where police and military have been exchanging fire. The White House says that President Obama spoke with Secretary of State John Kerry about the situation in Turkey. In a statement, the White House said the president and secretary agreed that all parties should support the democratically elected government, show restraint, and avoid violence. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman said on Twitter, "The democratic order in Turkey must be respected, and all must be done to protect lives." NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said that he's calling for calm and restraint and respect for Turkey's democratic institutions. This is VOA News. France began 3 days of mourning Friday after 84 people were killed and 52 others critically injured when a man drove a large truck through Bastille Day celebrations in Nice late Thursday. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, a French Tunisian who lived in Nice. In an address to the nation, French President François Hollande said the attack was done to satisfy the cruelty of an individual and maybe a group. Hollande said that France's state of emergency will be extended another 3 months. He has also enacted Operation Sentinel, which allows 10,000 extra military personnel to boost the ranks of security forces across the country. U.S. President Barack Obama joined other world leaders in condemning Thursday's deadly truck attack in France. Speaking at the White House Friday afternoon, Mr. Obama said that what he called the scourge of international terrorism affects people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain Prime Minister Theresa May, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis also issued statements condemning Thursday's attack. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say that they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow Friday, Secretary Kerry said that both sides stressed closer cooperation between the United States and Russia as critical to ending the conflict that has killed as many as 500,000 people.
It is possible to help restore the cessation of hostilities, significantly reduce the violence, and help create the space for a genuine and credible political transition.
Kerry said that the steps would not be laid out in public and are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities. Mr. Lavrov said that both sides share understanding that they need each other and are needed by the international community. And presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his pick for vice president. Trump made the announcement on Twitter early Friday. The conservative Pence is popular with social conservatives, and his low-key, laid-back personality provides a strong contrast to the sometimes unpredictable Trump. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.